Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church, Enugu.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we rise on our feet? He's a covenant-keeping God. He's never a man. He's not a man. He's not a man. He's not you. Hallelujah. He is God. He is God. He is God. He is God. He is a good God. He is a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So no, it is not bigger than him. He is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Just say thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So without taking much of our time, we'll be receiving the word this morning. And we're not more doing profile because he's now family. Amen. He's now family. So I want to welcome, and honestly, I want to say this. Please open your hearts. He came with the message from the Lord. Let's welcome the ministry of Reverend Sheun Fadahunsi. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You can have a seat. Good morning, everyone. When they told me I was going to come here to preach, I was praying after service on Wednesday at home. I was just telling Brad Chimney in the car. After praying at home, I just kept praying. I just burst on the spirit of prophecy. That lasted from like 10:30 to like 12 midnight. And I knew the message was for this church. Sometimes you are prophesying and you now hear what God is saying. So, and I asked her yesterday during graduation that, what should I share on? She said, anything. I said, okay. I said, you are late. Because God had already given me a message for the church. So, praise God. So, I want us to open our hearts to receive from God. And so, but before I go into the message, I don't want to say something. I just say it again. There is a course we do in Rema called Ecclesiology, which is the study of the church. Ecclesia means church. So, study of the church. So, for the first time, I took it this year in August. Normally, we like pastors taking it, but the pastor that was meant to take it was in Cornell Copeland's convention in America, so he couldn't come. And I'd wanted to take it. So, since I'm Namibidi, so I just took it. I wanted to take it. And I saw why God wanted to take it, because even though I was teaching, while studying and praying to take it, it affected me too that I was going to teach. So I'm going to talk. I told her because of that, I sat down, I just had two messages. The one I'm going to, from God, I'm going to share. This one too is also from God. But as I came in, what is the purpose of a local church? The purpose of a local church is to disciple believers. Is that not so? That they will grow and be strong and they do the work of ministry. The local church is a platform where the pastor is always there. He's a shepherd. Bible says, while the shepherds watch the flock by night. For him to be there at night, that means he's always there. So how you know a true pastor? He doesn't enjoy traveling out of the city and missing his Sunday service. Freddie Casey Price, when he was alive, anywhere he was in the world, on Sunday he wanted to be in Crenshaw Christian Center. He was flying anywhere. He wanted to be in church in front of those people on Sunday. Because a shepherd's heart needs you to the people. You understand? Even if he wasn't the one preaching, he wants to be there. You understand? He said, but why the scripture we have for it? He said, while the shepherds watch their flock by night. Then in 1 Samuel 25, Nabal's servant told Abigail, he said, when we were in the forest, as long as we were conversant with them, he said, it was well with us. So the pastor wants to be conversant with the sheep. I'm going somewhere. So the pastoral ministry is meant to train believers to become strong. And it's a platform for them to be exposed to an apostle, to a prophet, to a teacher, to an evangelist. But the permanent platform that all those people are. Sometimes they approach those people through media and through books. But a basic platform, when before there was media, was the local assembly, pastor. That's why Zenas, Paul, he had churches all over. But we sent Apollos, who was a mighty teacher. Apollos wasn't pastoring any church. He'll go to Ephesus and stay 3 months. They were seeing the ministry of an apostle and a teacher. Then he will leave. Then remember I said in Titus, he said, bring Zenas the lawyer. So Zenas was a lawyer, but maybe he had a ministry gift too. Maybe evangelist, whatever. He would do his own. Remember Philip the evangelist? He had a house, but he was a roving evangelist. Then remember Agabus the prophet? 2 times in the Acts of the Apostles, he came. This is a church that saw this Bible, so I'm free. I'm just saying. You get what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that, what is the purpose of a church? To disciple people, to grow. But also to win the lost. What did I say? Every church should have an evangelism program. I will explain. Can I move? Thanks, sir. Evangelism program I'm talking about doesn't mean that we have a Saturday we go for evangelism. Every pastor should follow the pattern God gave him. Your own evangelism program is that there's a way they teach in church that pushes you out in your office to minister to the person in your office, to minister to the person you enter keke with. Not, you get what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that there is a motive of changing lives outside with what you have been chained with. You understand? It doesn't have to be, okay, every Saturday we meet. No, it doesn't have to be that. It might be, okay, we just talk about it, and then on your platform, in your world, like this book by Christian Aklume, join this chariot. What Lali was talking about is that everybody has a chariot. You're a banker, that bank is your chariot. You're a university lecturer, that university is your chariot. Join that chariot and preach the gospel there. That's all he was saying. Well, I said all that to say this. I asked her a question. I want you guys to pray. I want you guys to do what? Please, humbly, as a brother in the Lord, and we are nothing but pencils in the hands of God. She's the pastor. I know girl told it, I'm not the pastor. But I want, and she said you meet every day to pray. 6 to 7 online. Kenneth Hagin went to a church. When he entered the church, I'm not saying this is what will happen here, but he entered that church. As I entered, that's what came to my mind, the story. Many times, God gives me word of knowledge by just remembering stories. Kenneth Hagin came to the church and he said, God wants to give you this city. He said, but the way to take it is by intercession. See what I'm saying? Because many people don't know, one of the greatest ways to fulfill the evangelistic calling, you first start praying for the people. I'm not saying so that your church can be full. Not that. But there are 2 things it will do. Number one, I have 2 prayer points I'm going to give you before I finish. Number one, it will release the grace of God mightily more upon you here. Number two, it will make you be a blessing to those outside. Just prayer points. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing will be added unto you. Pray for God's kingdom to have influence in this town. What do I mean? Pray that the gospel will have a free course and be glorified in Enugu. Pray for the outpouring of the Spirit of God, for more manifestations of the Spirit of God in power gifts, in revelation gifts, in prophecy or trans gifts in Enugu. Not just for your church. Make it because we are part of the body of Christ. If people are being delivered in Foursquare, you are happy because it's still the body of Christ. It's Jesus that is being glorified. If it is a deeper life, they are being delivered, you are happy. It is Jesus that has been glorified. And when you stand before God today, that day, if you are the one that prayed, they will get a reward, but you are the one that prayed. God will give you your own reward too. It was because you prayed that my angels took them to deeper life to be delivered. You understand? So, the ultimate is that heavenly reward, if you did it for God, you will get it. Whether it was physically through you or not. So, let's make that a habit. So, I don't know how you are going to do it, man. Make it your prayer meetings. Because I'm telling you, if we spend more time praying for God's move in this land, in the lives of men, number 3, when you see that you here will start having fewer problems. Because when you put him first, when you honor him, he honors you. When you are concerned about his business, okay, you want people saved. Okay, Father, we ask for open doors to pray the gospel in Enugu in Jesus' name. Give believers, not just us, every believer in Enugu, inspire them, push them out to share. That guy might be a manager in a bank, he's been hiding it, he's been born again. But he's been hiding it. Your prayers might start disturbing him. It might be the one God, you know, you are praying this week, you don't know who God is disturbing because of a prayer. It might be the one God is disturbing that day because he should start showing them in that bank that is a believer. And they start showing them, people start getting born again through him. So it's not about us here, but it's about the body of Christ in Enugu. And the thing is that when you partner with God about his business, you cannot lose too. If I finish, we might still pray. If I have time, I have 1 hour, 15 minutes. I know, so I always time myself. You know me now. I always keep the time. Praise God. So that is something I want us to do. I'm telling you, I want us to pray. Acts 4:29. He said, Lord, behold their attendance and grant to your servants that they may speak your word with boldness in Foursquare, in Deeper Life, in Assemblies of God, in Cornerstone, everywhere. Speak your word with boldness that signs and wonders be done. Name of your child Jesus. It takes perseverance in these things. But the things that if you keep praying it, suddenly you start seeing the effects in personal lives. And in the assembly. I'm telling you, you keep praying it. One day will come. You will come to church. Pastor will not be able to preach. Because the Holy Spirit is so pleased. He will take over the service. It might be a brother in the church. The pastor will just call him out. But I know God gave you a message overnight. And she'll come and share that Jesus appeared to me. And that is the message. You understand? What I'm saying is that manifestations of the... that you cannot plan. That you didn't plan. You can't imagine. Will start happening. Because you are putting his kingdom first. And that is actually God's design for the local church. Local church should be a place of power. But it's not for selfishness. It's putting his kingdom first. I love your church a lot. Because you did something that touched me. You didn't know. Last time I came. What you did really touched me. Because they were disturbing me from Abuja. Remember that I must come. I was like, wait, what did I do last time I came? That they are disturbing me like this. So it really touched my heart. And I was, I even texted my wife now. So I said, this church must become part of our prayer point. I texted her as I was texting, as I was sitting down. But it just came strong in my heart. You understand? The gospel must be preached. And God is not going to come down from where. We are the ones that are going to do it. And the first step, start praying for it to be preached first. As you are praying, God will start. We are praying for God to open doors of the utterance for the gospel. We open door for you too. You'll be in the taxi one day. Or you might even be driving and your neighbor, you gave him a ride. And you are just gisting. And you slipped into the gospel. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. As you go into your word this morning, we ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in of you. That the eyes of our hearts be flooded with light in Jesus' name. Speak to us, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Should I title this message? I have two titles. You could call it, Who Has Believed Our Report? Isaiah 53. Or God is not a man that you should lie. That's why I like the special number. As if they were checking my notes. why did they take that? I said, okay now. They were checking my notes. It is well. That's how it should be, yes. Isaiah 53 verse 1. It says, who has believed our report? Father, I ask for boldness to preach what you've spoken to me this morning. I ask for hearts to be open to receive. I ask that you destroy myths and destroy yokes. And Jesus alone be glorified in Jesus' name. I want to share with you this morning that God is not a man. That he should lie. That God's word is true. God's word is true. I want us to be a local church that dogged in believing that God's word is what? Is true. And that's why I like the song so much. That what he has said, he will do. What he has said, he will do. Because I want to introduce you again this morning. I'm so strong in my spirit to Christ the healer. I'm so strong in my spirit to Christ the healer. Bible says, Isaiah 53 verse 1, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Hallelujah. He shall grow before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of a dry ground. He has no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He says he was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and unfamiliar with suffering. Like one from whom men should hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. But let's see verse 4 together. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Let's stop there. Can you give me NKJV? Do you have another version? NKJV. Thank you very much. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. You notice the word griefs, NIV, leave it here, please. NIV translated it as infirmities. Infirmities. The actual Hebrew word there is the word koli. I didn't do Hebrew, so you can spell it any way you want. C-H-O-L-I-K-O-L-I. It's your koli. That's the pronunciation. I'm not an Hebrew scholar. He has borne our grief. The word griefs there is the word kolai. In different versions, I can't open now, in the Bible, places in the Bible, that same word grief, if you check it in the Grand Check Concordance, is translated sicknesses and diseases. So the literal meaning could be, surely has borne our sicknesses. The word and sorrows, sorrows is the word makob, M-A-K-O-B. Greek word, Hebrew word, makob. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, New Testament in Greek. So Hebrew word what? Makob. That word pains. Jeremiah, is it chapter 33 from verse 19? Give it to me, please. So we can say, surely has borne our griefs and carried our pains. That sorrows is the word makob. It means pains. Job 33:19. He said he's chastened with pain on his bed. Job 33:19. The word pain there is the same word makob. What did I say? The same Hebrew word. Man is also chastened with pain on his bed and with strong pain in many of his wounds. This word pain is the same word makob. I don't have time. I can check my notes. That word coli of griefs is at least 6 or 7 times in the Bible is translated sicknesses. When Elisha was sick and he was going to die and he called the king, the word sick there, it was the word, same word translated coli, culturated grief here. It was the same word coli. You understand? So you could say that word griefs and sorrows. And I'd ask you, what brings more grief in life than sickness? What brings sorrow in life more than someone dying prematurely because of sickness? So we could actually read Isaiah 53 verse 4 as, surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Surely Isaiah 53 verse 4. If you go and read the old Young's literal translation, Young was a man that translated the Bible himself. So he's very close to KJV because he went to use the old transcript. The Young's literal translation is actually said, he has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Isaiah 53 verse 4. They were doing some Bible translation. I heard this from Brother Egan's mouth. I heard it from Keith Moore's mouth too. Some people were doing some Bible translation. Was it NIV or what were they translated then? And they gathered people from different denominations. Like they wanted to revise the NIV or one of these translations. And two people said that all of them agreed that if we really look at the contextual word, that this word griefs and sorrows could actually be sicknesses and pains. And out of them, all of them said, no, if we say that, we are going to be agree with people that claim that healing is part of redemption. So we are not going to agree. Two guys said, no, if not, we won't sign that this translation is authentic. So because of that, if you read, is it New NIV or something, they put in the margin, instead of Greece, they now put, you know, they put margin A, now go and get A in margin, they put sicknesses. They now put B for griefs, go and check the margin, they put pains. That is also, that word also means sicknesses and pains. There is no Jesus the Savior without Jesus the Healer. Because the word salvation, the word soteria means preservation, healing and wholeness and soundness. The word sozo, I will show you today. The word sozo is the word saved. I'm going to go there. It says, surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God. And afflicted. He says, but he was wounded for our own transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. We all agree with that. The punishment that brought us with chastisement and punishment, that brought us peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. The same scripture. Now, David Eagle said it this way. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. When he took our sins, he took our sicknesses. Verse 10, Isaiah 53 verse 10. He said, when he made his offering, his soul an offering for sin, verse 10. He was taken, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. That word grieves, all the word sickness. How did he do it? I don't know. The Bible says he did it. When you make his soul an offering for sin. So when he was making his soul an offering for sin, he was also taking care of our sicknesses. That's what I want to bring out here. John chapter 1 verse 29. We all agree with this one. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. If you grow up in the Catholic school like me, Christ have mercy. Yes, I'm saying. Lamb of God, Lord have mercy. So I can't remember the citation. What you say then? Yes, hallelujah. John 1:29. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Everybody agrees. Who there disagrees that Jesus didn't take his sins? That Jesus, who ensues that Jesus didn't take his sins? There's nobody. We all know he took our sins. Is that not so? The same Bible. You know, each person, it was the same gospel, but four renderings. The same for four renderings. So, there was Matthew's rendering, there was Mark's rendering, there was Luke's rendering, there was John's rendering. When Matthew was going to render his own, give Matthew 8:16-17. What John was going to render, he said, behold, he took away the sin of the... See what John's, Matthew said he took. Matthew 8 from verse 16. The same word took is the same verb. If I'm speaking good English, I hope. Teachers are here, I know, you help me. It's the same verb, took, to take something. Matthew 8:16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were sick. Many that were oppressed with devils and were sick. When Jesus said, when the evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word, and healed all who were sick. What was he doing? Verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Leave it here. John said he took our sins. Matthew said it's not only sin he took. That's the side that John saw. He said, me, the one I saw of the same gospel, he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So the same action that took our sins, took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He says, believe in Lord Jesus and you shall be saved, you and your household. The word saved is the word sozo in the Greek. Many places in the Bible, that same word is translated healed. In Mark 5:23, come and lay hands, Jairus, come and lay hands on my daughter and she shall be healed, she shall be healed. The word there is the word sozo. He could have translated she shall be saved. Remember she died and she was raised up. Hallelujah. The woman with issue of blood, he said, and she was made whole. That word made whole was the word sozo. She was saved. People don't know it's the same word. It's the same word. Believe in so. James 5:14. Oh, this was a scripture that God used for me that night. And I just started prophesying that scripture to myself. He said, did any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. He didn't say he'll heal the sick. He will sozo the sick. So part of being saved is being healed. That's what I'm saying. Part of being saved is, he said the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. Part of being saved is being healed. Ask your neighbor, are you saved? If you are saved, then you should be healed. You should be healed. Part is the same sacrifice. That's why Isaiah, you see, when I read Isaiah 53, was about, I've been healing by faith for years, for like 30 years or something. A few times I've had to use drugs in like 30 years. But when I read Isaiah 53 again, I read the book Christ the Healer in 2013. I said, I closed the book that night. It was like 1 a.m., November 13, I remember. 1 a.m., I'd been reading the book. I closed the book. I said, I can go have a healing meeting tomorrow. Why? Because the same intention and the same sacrifice that brought salvation brought healing. Because do I need to be led to go and pray for, to go and preach to someone to get born again? I see a sinner. Do you need Jesus? Do I need to pray to God to save him? No, if he says I want Jesus, right now I will pray and I'll say you are saved when we pray. Did you pray from your heart? He say yes. I say you are saved. I say if it is the same motive, the same sacrifice, the same resources that were spent to provide salvation for me, provided healing for me, that I can wake up and say, I want to have a healing meeting. Because I don't need to beg him to heal the sick. I don't need to beg him to heal the sick. Is any sick among you? Isaiah 53 verse 1. Yes, that's where I was going. He said, that's why Isaiah said, who has believed our report? The report is too sweet to believe. He said, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I feel God told me to come and tell you. Some of you were here last year. We all know what happened. But I feel God told me to, I'm telling you. I was praying. I told me, it would take boldness to preach. I said, this is what God told me. I must come and preach it. That Jesus is still the healer. Jesus is still the healer. The scriptures, and he sang it. You are not a man that should. I'm not the one that said it. Thank God it's your choir that sang it. I'm just quoting scripture. So if the scripture is a lie, now your choir say no be lie. So go and meet your choir. They say it's not a lie. No be not saying. He said, Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless his holy name. Verse 2, Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He said, he forgives your iniquities and heals your diseases. If he forgives your iniquities, he will heal your diseases. Because the scriptures cannot, they sang it, be broken. If he forgives your iniquities, he will heal your diseases. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, forget not all his benefits. Who forgives, everybody believes that is born again, believes that. Yes, he forgives the iniquities. Even some unbelievers that have been church schooled, they believe that God forgives, they are just not ready to come to him. He forgives iniquities. But he said if he forgives your iniquities, he heals your diseases. The same God, he has not changed. In Isaiah 33 verse 24. Don't open there. Go to Luke chapter 5 verse 17. Let me give that story first. Luke 5 17 story. When they brought the man, paralyzed. Four men brought him. They broke the roof, brought him to Jesus. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. This is my area. You know, I used to do it in school every day. So I can preach on that tonight on this. So I will just stop when I feel I have a release to stop. That's all. This is my daily routine. Now it happened on a certain day, but it came to me by prophecy. That is when I'm going to preach. I said, okay, if that's all you say. It happened to on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of law sitting by. Listen to this. Who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So there was there were forget my English, that needed healing. Continue. Then the old man brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, who they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find out, they might bring him in. Because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the thin tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, what did this man come for? What did Jesus say? Please, let's read it together. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Continue. So, Jesus was giving us expo. You know, the Old Testament was reading before this happened. I will show you in the Old Testament why Jesus was saying this. He thought they would understand. Continue. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason. Say, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus said, well, maybe you don't understand me. But when Jesus perceived their thought, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which one is easier? The next verse. Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said, the way I will prove that I have power on earth to forgive sins, I will tell this guy to get up and walk. He said to the man who I was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. What was Jesus acting on? Psalm 103 that we read. That he forgives your iniquities, he heals your diseases. What was he acting on? Now give me Isaiah 33 verse 24. A prophecy by Isaiah. That a time is coming. He said inhabitants will no longer say I am sick. Why would they not say they are sick? Because their sins would have been forgiven. Isaiah 33 verse 24. And inhabitants, let's read together please after the count of three. One, two, three, go. And the inhabitants will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquities. That is why they will not be able to say they are sick. Because the Bible is telling us that if their sins are forgiven, their sicknesses should be healed. Because the same price was paid for both. Because if you met Adam in the garden before the fall and say, I have a headache, Adam will say, what does that mean? Wait, we don't understand. There's nothing called headache here. But can you define it? You know, people have had visions of heaven. Some things they can't define because it's not on earth. They'll just use all the words they can. They use all the grammar. They can't get it. But it looked like this. It looked like this. The same way. And Adam will say, what is called headache? Okay, you have arthritis pain. What is called arthritis pain? Knee ache. What is called that? Well, we don't understand. It doesn't exist here. You have to explain. In the Garden of Eden, before the fall, Adam was not sick. Do you know before the fall, from what God said in Genesis 3, that means labor pain was not part of it before the fall. From Genesis 3, because he said in sorrow now, that means before it wasn't meant to be in sorrow. And Jesus gave us a law in Matthew 19, when they came to ask him a marriage. He said in the beginning, it was not so. It's a law he said there. Anything you want to find out the meaning, when you are getting confused, go and see how it was it in the beginning. Don't let me go into marriage now. And they said that in the beginning, now woman convinced man. No? So men be careful. Love them, but be led by the spirit and live by the word. That's what of the beginning. Is it not the beginning? But let's leave that now. Then we are talking about healing. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, now in sorrow will you give birth. That means before the fall, the woman was not meant to give birth in sorrow. What am I saying? You see, some things are high, seemingly high. But if one person has walked in it before, then it is, and it is in the scriptures, forget it, it is possible. My wife had labor pain. But Jackie Mice that wrote that book, Supernatural Childbirth. Terry Mice went to meet her. I want to marry you. God is speaking to me. She said, are you sure? He said, why? He said, because the doctors have said me that I can never have children. That's what they told her. That's why she went over the body in faith. Because she was coming from a very bad place. That the doctors have told me that I can never have children. Terry Mice said, you are looking at the wrong report. That is what the doctor said. Let's look at God's own report. God said, there shall nothing be barren in your land nor cast it. They said, let's look at God's report. Jeremiah said, I heard from God, but you are looking at the wrong report. So when he started building her faith, she became wild and she got to these scriptures. That it was when Sarah, Abby, Adam and Eve sinned that God said, now. So before it wasn't there, he said, me, I'm claiming the before. And she had, is it four boys she had? No labor pain. She will go to the hospital. I will soon give birth in 15 minutes. The nurses will say, oh, you are not serious. You are not normal. But 15 minutes, where? You should be rolling on the floor. He said, no, you will see. They now check that. Ha! This woman can keep us. You want to give back to, they now run her inside. Say, maybe I told you before. Dr. Chichi, our leader of healing school, she read the book after giving back to the first one with pain. He said, if Jackie Mice can do it, I can do it too. The remaining, is it three or four? Babu pain. Nigerian, she's in Rema, she's our leader of our healing school. You see what I'm saying? And I like God, Romans 10:12. He said there is no difference. The same God is rich unto all. If he has done it for one person, he's ready to do it for all. That scripture always comforts me. Romans 10:12. For there is no distinction between Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Do you know how to call? Do you know how to call? Then he said he's rich to all that call upon him. You see, the scriptures cannot be. So what am I saying? I shouldn't let my experience that my wife had labor pain. She was looking like me as if wanted to fight me. I was gisting with my sister-in-law. She was, you know, I think she was a couple already then. She was serving. She was in bed. We're laughing. He said, I will punch the door of you. You are gisting. waiting we throw. She was like going to become violent. Baby, don't stop that. You're just there laughing. She's a doctor. Imagine. That was the hospital where she did her teaching hospital where she graduated. So later the nurses were just happy. Like, doctor, I say you know tough. All the bad. You're just So my own wife, serious pain. After the baby came out, she said she spoke it out. Wait, why did you do this to me, baby? But does that negate the word of God? My experience does not negate the word of God. If I couldn't have faith to believe for it, it doesn't mean the word of God is not true. Let me agree. Now, me no believe for her. Let me maintain. And I had the book, Jackie Mice. But we know. Praise God. So it wasn't a new doctrine to me. My pastor had books and I could take anyone. He had access to everything. But I mean, no. You understand? He said, that believes on him shall not be put to shame. Have we not seen Christians that have been put to shame? Yes, because either they didn't listen to their spirit. The Holy Ghost was telling them, this is the way out. He didn't follow it. Or he didn't even use his faith at all. When the trouble came, he just said, I'm finished. And Numbers 14:20 say, as they've said in my ears, so will I do to them. It's not what I want to do, but that's what they called. That's not what I want to, but that is what they called. But he said, Paul, David said, me, I've been young and bold. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, I seek begging bread. Have you not seen righteous being forsaken? Because they didn't use their faith. Not because God wanted to forsake them. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? No matter our experience, I have had experiences that were negating God's word, but I agreed. Now, me cause Sam, let me just agree. You see, the secret things belong to God. You never know the whole story. When Kenneth Hagin's wife, sister, died, he went to fight God. pay me that I've been preaching that healing is for everybody. How can my sister die? God said, leave that one. Said, don't discuss it with me again. That's what God told him. And God gave him 29, that the secret things belong to God. The things that are revealed is for you and your children. He said, keep preaching healing in redemption. Keep teaching faith and I'll keep confirming my word. Don't touch it in your third life again. Now, he now had a vision and went to heaven. And the sister too said what Jesus said. As was approaching them in heaven, Jesus and the sister were talking. When Jesus saw, the sister was backing him. But Jesus saw him coming. Jesus stopped talking. No, many times, God, that was still explaining in the vision. But there is something I'm discussing with your sister that you must not hear. Jesus stopped talking. Then the sister turned. Ah, Ken, you are here. He said, the first thing she said, don't be bothered that you could not pray the prayer of faith for me. There was a reason why. But she didn't tell him the reason. It's between her and Jesus. He said, but you, what you can do, talk to my son, my second born, that if he doesn't follow God, he will never be happy. Tell him to be committed to Jesus. Tell our elder brother, Dob, to talk to my firstborn. He will listen to him. That if he doesn't follow Jesus, he will not be happy for the rest of his life. That was all you can do for me now. But this one about healing is between me and... So, this is what God has said in his word is what we can stand on. What I have written. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Don't let the devil put you under fear of sickness. He said, "Wash." The other scripture God gave me that night when I was praying. I'll get to all the scriptures because he gave me some specific scriptures. That James 5:14-15 he gave me. He said, is any sick among you? He said, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil. Let them pray over him. Anoint all name of the Lord. Let them pray over him. Name of the Lord. Anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. And the scriptures cannot be broken. Somebody came to meet Brother, was he Novelis or Kenneth again? He said, this scripture is not true. He said, what do you mean? He said, my husband was sick. The elders of the church came. We anointed him with oil. We prayed to pray our faith. But he was not healed. The man of God, I think he was getting figure on the verse camera. He said, well, is either you are lying or God is lying? He said, no. He said it again. The woman said, my husband was sick. We called for the elders of the church. They anointed him with the name of the Lord. They prayed the prayer of faith. And my husband was not raised up. He died of that sickness. As we registered, right, the man of God just asked, please, what were they praying? They said they were praying, Lord, if it is your will, heal him. If it is your will, heal him. He said, that is not the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is that what things right desire when you pray, you believe that you receive them and you shall have them. The prayer of faith is John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will. You already know his will and it shall be done unto you. The prayer of faith is Mark 11:23. If you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast to the sea, shall not doubt in your heart. Believe that those things which you say come to pass, it shall have whatsoever is here. But the woman said, no, I didn't see that. I said, no, they didn't pray the prayer of faith. But the Bible said the prayer prayed, literal meaning the prayer prayed in faith. We save the sick. And I started asking God, what is a prayer of faith? When you pray a prayer of faith, how do you do? When you pray of faith, you believe you receive, so you start acting as if you have received. You believe you receive, you start acting as if you have. The most literal example I'll give you, many times in school, I got my healing that way. I'll be shivering. I'll pray, I believe I'm healed. And now since I'm healed, let me go now. I'll go and do my activity. I'll still be shivering. Later I just remember an hour or two ago, I was the one shivering before, now what happened? Where is it? But the literal one I can give you, in my year one, we finished year one in the university in Ife. No, if you went to federal school or government school, those days, and still private schools, you close the hostel after every session. So you have to carry your load home. So I carried my load. I was learning to use my faith for finances. So I'd given out money. They gave me money at home. I will sow into this one, sow into fellowship, this one. I don't go and do it if God didn't need you. Now me and God do. I also, so no money to go home again. And that time, no GSM. This is 1992. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I prayed that morning. I prayed. I confessed God's word. My God supplies my needs. I checked my heart. I'm going home today. So I packed. We have closed for the session. So I packed my load. What did I say? The action I could do was to pack. I packed. The hall porter is at the entrance of the hall. I went to drop my bags at the hall porter's site. Okay. When I'm ready to go, I'll pick my bag and go. But there was no money to even move from that place. Even to SUB. So, not to talk of gates. So, I just went back to my bed and I slept. And my uncle came, was looking for his son. why didn't he find his son that day? It was in year one, but they live in Lagos. I live in Oshobo. And I was on the bed. He came to wake me up. Sheon, where is Kule? I said, I'm in A8. Kule is in K5. That's the last block. A to K was Angola Hall. He said, hey, let me go and call Kule. I went to call Kule. Daddy is there. Uncle is there. You can go. He said, Sheon, take. How much was transport then? It was 7 naira or 3 naira to Oshobo. He gave me 20 naira. Enough. So after I just carried my load and I went home. So I acted all I could. How did I get admission to? I acted all I could act. I missed the cutoff by 12 marks. I wanted to do elect. But I got the cutoff for MEC. So I went to the department, faculty. I wrote a letter. A friend of mine said, I give this woman to change it to mechanical engineering. Looking back, I had at least my faith so much, I didn't need to have done that. I could have still done elective I wanted. Because when they took me in the end, they didn't care my mark. I left it and I went home. I was confessing. My father had connection. I said, don't go for me. I have faith in God. I wanted to use my faith. I was a young 16-year-old boy. Later, my mom was abroad. My mom was a bit tough. My mom now came. What rubbish! You were looking at him. He gone, God. My mom was born when my brother went to school. My father took me to school. By then, the prof said that all the admission has closed. He had a good work. Should have come before now. You know, why did you just come? So my mom said, go and buy late jam form. Because I told my father, don't buy anything. I'm entering. Jam bad. You have to buy late jam form. I was now vexed. I'll read. I was in my father's clinic. He was a doctor. They brought my course forms to me. Those days, we went to those universities. Those days, you queue for course form. They brought my course cards for me in Oshobo. What happened? They had said they are closed admission. They said the dean of faculty just came one day. I said, okay, anybody. This woman I gave my letter was a junior staff. Anybody here that has anybody. The law in federal schools then, once you have about 200, you will enter. I even got way above 200. I only missed the cutoff for elect by 12 marks. But I got the cutoff for MEC. He said, anybody, you have a student, you want to enter, candidate, bring him. I will approve him now, we enter. VC has opened the gates, one last chance. The woman didn't even know my name. She only went to the pile of letters. All she remembers is that the boy's address is from Oshobo. Why did she pick another person? Oshobo is just 30 kilometers from Ife. So there may be many people that wrote letters. But the letter she picked was my own. She submitted it. They gave me my forms. Called that guy in school that was already in year 3 engineering. Gave him all the cards. Said, now your friend, he has been admitted. Tell him to come to school. But I acted to the best I could. I kept confessing. But I was under my parents. When they now forced me to go and read for them, I couldn't fight them. I had to go and start reading. But my actions of faith had provoked them already. Everyone was working. So, the prayer of faith is a prayer you pray knowing that God, my friend says this way, you already have the answer. The formality is just praying to take what God has already given. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive them. You can't believe you receive my sister's wife. She has a husband. So God has answered that one that is no. So if you pray, you are wasting your time. So that cannot be prayer of faith. You get what I'm saying? A prayer of faith, you cannot believe God for my wife. She's my wife already. A prayer of faith will not work. Because it's already against God's will. So a prayer of faith is prayed where you already know the will of God. You already know that God will say yes. So that Lord will bless the righteous man. With favor, you encompass him as with a shield. Want to go for embassy interview, want to go for visa. You just stand on that word. That has granted me life and favor. Your visitation preserves my spirit. And you get to the embassy and the guy starts gisting with you. Did you watch Chelsea yesterday? Yes. Which club? I don't support Chelsea. I like Arsenal. Okay. Arsenal too is winning now. I start gisting after. I said, come and collect your visa. You start. So God works in mysterious ways. I say with men, this is impossible. Thank God we are not dealing with men. Thank God we are not dealing with men. If we were dealing with men, we are finished. But he said, with men, this is impossible, with God. The one we are dealing with is, he said, but with God, all things. With God, all things are possible. I am the Lord that he led the Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord that does what? And I am the Lord that do not change. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. The prayer prayed in faith will save the sick. If it's not saving the sick, then they are saying the scripture is a lie. If it is prayed in faith, it will save the sick. So any past history we have, we don't know what happened and we don't bother knowing. But let us stay with what we have here. That's what Jesus told Brother Hagin. Said, stop talking to me about your sister. Don't mention it again to me. Said Jesus to me, don't ever say it again in your life. Keep preaching healing because I'm faithful to my word. If you preach it, I'll confirm it. It's between me and her. Maybe now he will know he's there now. Maybe they would have just said him. They would have just said him now. Well, you never know. They told this woman, she was very small. The first baby she had, they were running to the hospital. They were in Guatemala in Latin America. No medical ambulance service. They were in taxi running to the hospital when the baby came out in the taxi. So the baby's head hit the floor. So the baby became had Down syndrome. The brain was damaged. They prayed and prayed, prayed and prayed. They called their pastor. As the pastor was praying for the baby died. But the Bible says, you shall not bring forth children doomed for sudden calamity and destruction. So we shall not labor in vain. Isaiah 65 was in verse 23 or something. Shall not labor in vain. So what happened? The man was praying. And he was meant to preach the funeral. He said, I cannot preach this funeral. And I said, God took this baby. He said, God, what will I? He said, that was the easy cop out. It was Andrew Womack. I read his book. God wants you well. It's good book on healing. He said, I went there and said, well, I know it was not God's will for this children to child young. This is the devil. God does want us to wish. We are meant to see our children's children, not see their dead burial ground. He now said something. But he said, but whatever happened is either my fault or your parents' fault. One of us or both of us didn't click with God. But God didn't want this baby to die. And the family came to meet him after. That thank God you said that. But they had told them, after the baby died, they prayed for hours. The baby didn't come back to life. They had told them when they gave birth to that baby, that because of the brain damage, if he has just one small infection, even if it's just cough, he will die. And that's what happened. I'm going somewhere. The woman said, well, looking back, we're actually living in fear that the baby was going to die. We have been entertaining fear but we didn't show anybody. So they saw the loophole. But the doctors now said that because of her size and that experience she had, I don't know what they called it, she was meant to have done a CS for that baby. She didn't do CS. That number one, if she gets pregnant, they have to carry the baby out by CS. But she had another complication that even if she gets pregnant and they try to do CS, she and the baby will die. So doctors have said that she must not have children again. But she stayed in that Andrew Womack's church. I kept hearing God's word about faith and healing. No, America has laws. In Nigeria, you can still go to the hospital. Doctor, still help me. Because of the document she had, no doctor will look after her if she's pregnant. Hear what I said? They won't treat her. They will say, let's evacuate before anything becomes big. Because we are endangering both you and the baby's life. So she know what she did. He was now writing this book 20 years, 30 years later. He said, she has sent me pictures. Three of our kids have graduated from college. You know how she had the baby, so I'm not saying go and do it. I meant what I said. There was a law. No doctor was going to attend to her. So she believed God and had the three babies at home. Because no hospital was going to take her. Because law. Because if she had come before, they would have terminated it and killed the baby and said, I saved her own life. So she couldn't go and register anywhere. So she had the three children in America, standing on God's word, at home. Number one, medicine said, even when she has the baby, she's so small that it has to be CS. She had three of them at home, not CS, nothing. Now, that beats the mind. How did God do it? Maybe he expanded. I did some biology at least. My wife is a doctor. My father was a doctor. Maybe he expanded the pelvic bones. You know when they say, one man has, it's too small. Part of this is that the pelvis is small. I don't know what the angels did. And they should have brought the baby out. You see, with men, it is impossible. Let's look at God's word and stay with what God's word said. I don't care. It might be cancer of the heart, if there's anything like that. It might be cancer of the heart. If you stay with God's word, he forgiveth all our iniquities and healeth all. Is he a sickness? He's part of all. Sickle cell. I have a scripture for sickle cell. Psalm 128 verse 6. You shall see your children's children. So I say, we say, see his children, because normally sickle cell is people, they will not live long. Is that not so? Crisis and they will not live long. Now he said he will see his children's children. So that child, that guy must live long to see his children's children. God gave me that scripture in 2002 when a close friend of mine died of sickle cell anemia. I was a Sunday, I was going to church and I heard he had died. It wasn't serious. He was born again, but it wasn't serious. And that day I preached part of what I shared in church. And I didn't say his name, but what I said, God told me clearly, he said, your friend didn't have to die if he had stood on Psalm 128. That blessed is the man that fears the Lord. The Lord will bless you out of Jerusalem and you see your children's children. and he had just got married and didn't have a baby yet. And I would have given birth and I would have seen that his child and his child's child. So I'm not telling you fables. We have stood on this thing. When the pain was as if this pain is going to kill the person. I just to know himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness. By his stripes I was healed. The scriptures cannot be broken. If he has done it for one person, say the same Lord over all. He is rich unto all that call upon him. Acts chapter 10, Peter got to Cornelius and said, now I understand that God is no respecter of persons. Now I understand that God is no respecter of persons. So I want to encourage us in this church. Because you see, what happens when this kind of things happen? Some people can start lurking a fear in a corner. I told you I didn't plan this message. I was praying. It came by prophecy. And number two is that when a church like this, God will want to do a lot of miracles to prove to you that he's still the healer. God will want to do outrageous healings. When I was praying, you know what I was saying in my heart? Let me tell you. Last scripture, Romans 8, 31 and 32. They used it. It was actually here. I was going to use it. Romans 8, 31 and 32. Said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his only son, but gave him up for us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God, the Holy Ghost linked this scripture to that James 5, the prayer of faith. We saved. You know what I saw in my spirit? Was I was praying. I kept seeing it. I don't know where it would be happening. I was praying for someone that had a stump. What did I say? No, this is not healing now. He's asking for a miracle. His stump, his leg had been cut. Not as if he didn't grow well. Stump, the leg stopped. Either it was cut, whatever. The leg just stopped here. And I saw myself sitting the person down. I said that he that did not spare his only son, but gave him up for us. How shall he not? I was just pulling that leg. How shall he not with him? I just kept seeing it in my spirit. With him also freely give us all things. So Lord, we need a new leg. If he will give us all things, he will give us a new leg. And I just saw him, that leg growing out like that. What am I saying? He was just telling me, with men it might be impossible. But thank God we are not dealing with men. He says, God is not a man that I should lie. He's not a son of man that I should repent. As he said, not do it. As he spoken, will he not make it good? He said, once have I God spoken, twice have I heard it, that power belongs to God. He said, my covenant, Psalm 89 verse 34, my covenant will I not break. I will not alter the words that has come out of my mouth. Part of the words that came out of my mouth. He said, wherefore God has highly exalted him. Give him a name that is above. Now the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Beings in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So everything must obey. So if I command that letter to grow out in the name of Jesus, it must grow out. And every confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus said, he that believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. How will he do it? He said, whatsoever he demands in my name, I will. That's how he will do it. When he uses my name, the works, he will do greater works. With my name. With my name. He said, I will make sure it is done. John 14, 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will make sure it is done. So I want us to grow wild. For the rest of this year and next year, I want to come back and behind testimonies of healings. That in my office, this man, woman, her son is always having convulsion. I say, bring her. Jesus loves you. I will show you that he loves you. This convulsion will stop in the name of Jesus. I want us to have testimonies. You have neighbor that has asthma. The child is always having asthma attack. Go and use this opportunity to preach the gospel. Tell them Jesus will heal the asthma. He's a God of love. It's so easy to get unbelievers healed. I'm telling you, because he wants to show his love. He wants to confirm his love to them. Somebody has problem with pelvic bones. The pelvis is pain. Let me pray in the name of Jesus. Because with men it might be impossible, not with God. The scriptures cannot be broken. First Samuel 15:29. He said, the strength of Israel will not lie. Will not lie. So healing is, if you are saved, you should be healed. The same sacrifice that was paid for your sins was paid for your sicknesses. If he said it, he will do it. I'm standing before you. I've been healed of diverse things. I just stand my ground. Himself took my infirmities. And bore my. Some of them, I don't even bother going to the hospital to look for. That's me. I'm not saying everybody be turned out to your faith. Medicine is not against God. But as you are using that medicine, better use the scripture too. Hallelujah. Because that's the only one that is trustworthy. Hallelujah. I stand my ground. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Surely he has borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. I trust in God, not in my ability. He's a faithful God. He does not lie. Hallelujah. God is not a man that I should lie. So I want you to get hungry and start getting the sick healed. Because I told you the effect it had on me. That the way I need to, if I preach to someone now, that Jesus loves you, won't you? I say I want to receive my salvation. Then they start begging God for him to be saved. No, God is willing. The same God that was here said, if he gave us his only son, with him, he will give us all things. If he could give us the ultimate, then what else are we, what is big? That is, what is big and I can't give us? Hallelujah. Let's just pray in tongues. We man no sofrekete di starabuta ha. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. So we like sheep had gone astray. We are torn every man to his own ways. But the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Thank you, Father God. Peprados tobra katis tebre keriate demobusa. Ripratos apakatar yesos ti demorobusia. Pefra kotos efrekidea. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know. I feel like we should rededicate ourselves to the Lord this morning. That Lord, I will live for you. I will do your will. And I will believe your word. Your word will be the final authority in my life. Let's just pray, Father. I will live for you. I will do your will. And your word will be, when I sit in your word, I will not argue anymore. Perias, no matter my past experiences, your word is the final authority. Peprados oprekisto ramanda keriata lebusa radate. Oste rekeriasa stiri baradosiaka. I'll live for Jesus, Marianda Ramota Hake. Day after day, Eriato, just pray in tongues. I'll live for Jesus, Marianda. Let come what may, Eriatososika, the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I'll live for Jesus. Day after day. Day after day. I'll live for Jesus. You can sing with me. Day after day. Because he's so good to us. I'll live for Jesus. It doesn't matter what comes. Let come what may. Greater is he that's in us. Holy Spirit, I will obey. I'll live for Jesus day after day. We are singing again, but you said Holy Spirit, said the Holy Scriptures I will be. I'll live for Jesus day after day. Day after day, I'll live for Jesus. Let come what may, the Holy Scriptures I will obey. The Holy Scriptures I will obey. I'll live for Jesus day after day. Efradosu katisto rianda ramosa hatea. Venketos hostile frekerias hostile boba. Father, I just make a demand. We make a demand in agreement for the blessings of heaven to come upon this assembly like never before. As I lift them to a new level of fruitfulness, of miracles, of signs and wonders, of standing in faith and seeing your word fulfilled in our lives. I ask in the name of Jesus. I ask for your blessing upon every single member. Your reign upon every one of them. That as they go out, anyone that has been sick, I ask that they act on the word and they take their healing in Jesus' name. I make a demand on the ability of God that these words we have shared today, we keep disturbing them until they act on it. So I come in agreement with the word that I decrease your sickness free. Sickness, leave these bodies now. Every single person there in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing. Thank you for fruitfulness. For babies, for those that need babies. Thank you for fruitfulness. For children coming forth. Healthy sound children. Thank you, Father God. We give you the praise and the glory. You take the glory and we take the blessings. We expect miracles. Besides, I speak concerning their finances. Every single person here. Because they've said they will live for you, for Jesus. So when we put you first, you said you will, when we put you first, you add every other thing to us. I stand in the authority of the head of the church, Jesus Christ. I say, in the name of Jesus, I say every force mitigating against your finances. I say, I stop it now in Jesus' name. Ask for a release of angels to cause abundance to come your way in cash and in kind and in opportunities. In the name of Jesus. The enemy will not exert upon you. The son of wickedness will not afflict you. I bless you with all my heart in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, be blessed. I just felt that was just the flow I had in my spirit. Hallelujah. If you have had issues in your marriage, I expect God doing something supernatural. If you have had rifts in your marriage or your job, I expect supernatural help. Because the blessing of God makes rich. He takes care of everything and removes every sorrow. So any sorrowful part of your life, I ask in the name of Jesus that the blessing of heaven invade that area. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you for inviting me. In Jesus' name.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.